Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Roving with the Arts here on KSJE in Farmington, New Mexico, your cultural beacon for the Four Corners. My name is Mick Hess, and I've worked my way up to program number 15 in a series I've titled Hope, Not Hate, which is music composed by composers who were imprisoned in death camps between the years 1933 and 1945 during World War II. Some of the men and women escaped, most of them did not, and the music that I'm presenting was always written between the years 33 and 1945. Francesco Lotoro, who has taken on this lifelong project of preserving this music, once said, "If music like this isn't performed, it remains imprisoned." So my goal through this series is to liberate some of this music. I've chosen composers included in this rather large recorded set by Francesco Lotoro, and today is a repeat of some of the composers we've heard before. I'm not repeating any music, I'm just repeating two gentlemen, Rudolf Carrel, who lived between 1880 and 1945, and Émile Gouet, who lived between 1904 and 1946. I'm going to start with music by Carrel, and this is his Nonet, Opus 43, and it's a reconstruction of the original piano score by Francesco Lotoro, and he himself is playing this. I'm going to read a little from the liner notes to give you an idea what this piece has gone through. The work was composed between January and February 1945. The draft of the first movement is dated January 2, 1945. For the Sesque Nonoto, in other words, Nonet, founded in 1923 by the violinist Emil Leschner, and it is written originally for flute, oboe, clarinet, horn, bassoon, violin, viola, cello, and double bass. The author left the work as a piano score. As a political prisoner, the author was not allowed to write. However, by sticking pieces of toilet paper together and drawing staffs on them, Carrel created a first and second draft of the musical work. These sheets were then taken out of the prison thanks to the help of some of the prison guards. The author, who suffered from dysentery, completed the draft of the piano score just before he was transferred to the Kleinfestung in Theresienstadt. In its piano draft, the work is practically complete. Incomplete parts can be put back together in the light of the musical material exposed. And that's what Lotoro has done, with many orchestration indications. So we're now going to listen to the piano rendition of this Nonet, played for us by Francesco Lotoro. There are three movements: Allegro con fuoco, Andante più vivo, poco vivo, and the third movement, Molto Allegro, più mosso, lo stesso tempo, molto allegro, più con fuoco, molto vivo, largamente. Those are all, of course, Italian designations of various tempi that the composers ask us to try to accommodate. So let's hear now, once again, Carrel's Nonet, Opus 43, for piano. Thank you.
Thank you.
We just heard music by Rudolf Karel, a Czech national who died in prison on March 6, 1945. We heard his Nonet Opus 43 reconstructed for piano. Karel was quite a prolific composer, and it's almost unimaginable to me to think about how this music was created under the circumstances in which he found himself. We'll hear music now by Emile Gouet, G-O-U-E, and this is also piano music performed for us by Francesco Lotoro. There's a prelude, chorale, and fugue. The prelude first. And again, these are pieces that were written, in this case, in 1943. Gouet was also an extremely prolific composer. He was born on June 13th, 1904. In France, and he was very involved in musical and scientific studies, and he was appointed a physics teacher at the grammar school in Bordeaux at the age of 25. He was captured in June of 1940 and sent to Auflag XB in Nürnberg-Weser, where he participated in the camp's cultural and musical activities. He organized lectures and concerts and courses in physics, theory of harmony, and music aesthetics, as well as stage performances. He wrote a tremendous amount of music, and it's, again, hard for me to fathom how they did this under those conditions. He returned to Paris in May of 1945 after the liberation. However, he died on the 10th of October, 1946, in a sanatorium, eventually succumbing to an illness that he had picked up in one of these death camps. So let's listen now to Francesco Lotoro playing music by Emile Gouet, Prelude, Chorale, and Fugue. And I'm reminded once again by the quote from Francesco, if music like this isn't performed, it remains imprisoned. So I hope you listen to that with that particular quote in mind. Some of this music is very contemporary. 1945 seems like a long time ago. But the music was certainly, I think it could be considered avant-garde in one sense at that time. And it's just fantastic that we get to hear this music today. Thank you. We just heard music by Émile Gouet, who lived between 1904 and 1946. And as I listened to some of this music, and I tried to think just what could have been. Many of these composers died at a relatively young age. Émile Gouet, for example, born in 1904, died in 1946, so he had 42 years. And to think what could have been is, it always gets to me every time I think about these things. We're going to finish the hour today with music that's a little bit lighter. We're going to hear two, a more lighthearted for sure, music by Heilbut, who also was imprisoned, but he was one who was liberated and went on to have a rather successful career as a musician and conductor in music that might be considered cafe music, maybe, or cabaret music, and it's beautiful music. It's a great way to end the show today on what I think is a very positive and uplifting way. This music, actually, we played some of this music. I organized a concert earlier this year called Hope Not Hate, a live concert with local musicians. And these next two pieces we actually played on that concert. For those who are interested, I plan another concert in February or March of 2022, a continuation of a discovering and freeing the music of some of these composers. So let's listen first to Heilbut. There's two pieces here, wonderful cabaret-style music.
Thank you.
I hope that leaves you in a good frame of mind. This was music by Heilboot from Amsterdam and a Dutch composer. The last piece was called Petja. I love that one because we played that one and it has a beautiful cornet solo in there along with the other fine musicians. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you've enjoyed this program. I hope you can tune in again in 2 weeks for another installment. You've been listening to KSJE here in Farmington, New Mexico, where I'm trying to free the music that was written by these wonderful composers who were imprisoned during World War II. Have a great weekend.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.